your hands, everybody. And everybody, clap your hands. We are Trambolai. I should have told you.
We're rolling.
Always. Hey, everybody.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Lights, Camera, Cocktails. Happy August, everybody.
Yep, I'm Zenobia.
I am Jason.
And yeah, we have a cool drink today, you guys.
Yes, we do.
Since it's a hot day out here in LA. Actually, it wasn't too hot.
It's not too bad right now.
Yeah. We're not going to be sweating this show. We're wearing clothes. That's a plus.
We'll see how drunk we get. I get a little sweaty when I drink. Get that flush face.
Well, today's drink, because I am so ready to drink. Mm-hmm. Sitting here getting warm. So,
it's been a long week. Has it been a long week for you?
It has. I feel like this drink was very easy, but very difficult at the same time to do. So I was a little stressed out today.
Zenobia did quite a bit of searching for this drink.
I did.
For the ingredients of this drink.
And it's quite simple, but not.
Because she loves us.
I do. So today's drink is called Tri-Lambda.
Tri-Lambda.
A.K.A. the Revenge of the Nerds drink. I got this drink from Tipsy Bartenders on YouTube. It's this channel I've been subscribing to. And this dude comes up with some crazy shit. And this is one of them. So what you're going to do is you're going to have to find red nerds, like the candy, and yellow nerds, which apparently is quite a feat to find. I was going to do something else, and then at the last minute, I found a big nerds rainbow pack, and I picked through and pulled out all the yellow ones for this fucking thing.
Yeah.
So if you're dedicated, I'm going to hurry up because I'm ready to drink this. Okay. So
I'm not going to touch it till you do.
You take the red and the yellow nerds, you separate them, you put them in two different like jars. We put them in two different mason jars, and you put vodka in it and you shake it up and you let it sit for a while until like all the nerds dissolve.
How long did you let it sit?
I did it at like noon. And what time is it now?
It's late.
It's like 7. So yeah, 7:38. So yeah, I let it sit for a while.
For those of you hip hop lovers, 7:38 is the beginning of the Outkast sketch, Where Are My Panties?
Okay, can we stop so I can drink this drink? Let's just drink it right now, because I can't even wait. You ready? Cheers.
Okay. There was no cheers to that.
That's because
let's try the tip. There's not going to be a sound today.
Sorry, y'all.
It's thick. Oh, that's fun.
It doesn't really have a taste.
It doesn't. It just tastes like a slushy.
All right, let me finish with it.
Okay, there it is. Mix it around a little bit. Oh my god.
I put a lot of it in there too.
There's some nerds. This is a fruity drink.
Okay, so after you put the nerds and you let them sit in the vodka, you take 2 ounces of the yellow nerd vodka and 1 ounce of lemonade and you put it in a blender with some ice, blend that shit. Then you're going to separate it and put it into a different container. And then you're going to blend up the same with the red, but with like Hawaiian punch or fruit punch or whatever.
Is that what you added?
Yeah.
And so then that's what I'm tasting.
Blend it up. And then you also put a little bit of the yellow and the red nerds in there in the blending. I don't know if it does anything. And you sprinkle some on the top. And then you like try to put... I put the red and then a little bit of the yellow and then a little bit. It kind of just smeared together. It doesn't even look like the way the guy did it in the video, but that's fine.
I don't care. It's good. I like it.
It's pretty good. Yeah. So that is our Tri-Lambda, a.k.a. Revenge of the Nerds.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we are doing 80s month, people. Mm-hmm. So this week, I mean, if you haven't guessed yet, we're doing Revenge of the Nerds.
Can I give a little history on this drink?
Yes, please.
So since it really doesn't have any like real spirit or anything in this, and this drink was created by Tipsy Bartender.
Is vodka not a spirit?
It is, but it's just, I wanted to save that for like a good drink. This is not a good drink to bust out the vodka.
But tastes good.
I thought it was a good drink to give you a little history on Nerds the Candy. Mm. So Nerds was first created and then launched in 1983 from the Willy Wonka Candy Company. The brand was launched in 1971, predating by a month to tie into the movies, which I didn't know because I never... Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So the Willy Wonka Candy Company was just launched for the movie, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So, but in 1988, the brand was sold to Nestle. So they're the fools who own it now. Mm-hmm. And Nerds received reward.
They own our water.
I know. they earned a reward for Candy of the Year in 1985 at the National Candy Wholesale Association. Woo! And, yep. And it was also a cereal. I don't know if you knew that. I did not.
Nerd cereal? I did.
Yeah. You did?
Uh-huh. I had it like once.
Did it taste like Nerds?
It tasted gross. It doesn't go well with milk.
Well, it didn't last long because I didn't remember it. So in 1940, here's another fun fact. About 1940s.
There's going to be a lot of that.
How was that? That was actually pretty good.
It was clear.
It was clear. I'm not a burper. I'm going to try. I put beers in the fridge for us to really get a nice...
You enunciated on that burp.
I try. Nerds was mentioned and stuff when it's first mentioned in the 1940s. It was referred to as stupid or crazy, and it was published... It was first published at Dr. Seuss's If I Ran a Zoo in 1950. The word nerd, that's where it came from.
Really?
Apparently.
Leave it to Dr. Seuss to create a, what would that be? A word used to demean somebody of intelligence.
Stupid or crazy?
Nerds.
All right, so that is pretty good. More you drink it.
I like this one. It's pretty good.
Okay.
And being that we got the AC off as per usual, this is nice and icy. I love these glasses that you got.
I got these today. They're like mini hurricane glasses.
I like it. And just the little nerds that haven't, like the ones you added to the top, just take a quick bite out of the one of them as I drink. It's a nice little aftertaste.
I like it.
I can't even taste the alcohol.
I can't either.
Watch how quick I get messed up.
We about to. By the time we get to the lines tonight, we're gonna be real sloppy. I watch.
Yes.
So tell them what movie you picked this week.
I did pick this movie. It is my week, and we're going with Revenge of the Nerds, obviously.
Yep. It came out August 10th, 1984.
Yeah, there's I wasn't no even real bored. Way to segue into this without it. It's in the drink. We're doing Revenge of the Nerds.
Duh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a little background on this. It took 8
Not Nobby's favorite movie.
No, I wasn't even going to start there. Dang. Shh, don't be telling all my secrets. Okay, so $8 million to make. It made $40 million. And in today's money, that's $97 million. Yeah.
Money has doubled and then some since
1984. 84. And Rotten Tomato gives it a 70%.
It holds
I
up.
Don't, I I'm not gonna, let's run down. You run, oh, wait, before we even start, let me hit you.
We're off to the races.
We are. Well, I mean, let me hit you with the drinking game before I forget again.
It's a quick movie, so we're not going to be here that long tonight.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't have too much. I did learn some stuff today, though.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Not our usual 11 pages.
No. Oh, I didn't even count, but it's not 11. I know that. Okay, so the drinking game. So you take one drink when the words nerd, drink, or alpha, beta are said.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, is it every time? Because what about when like they one say like drink. Nerds? Nerds.
Yep.
Nerds.
Yep.
Oh, that's a lot of drinking.
Yep.
They do a lot of drinking in this movie.
They do. Okay, so next one. Booger makes a vulgar remark. And he says some pretty good ones, too. I'm not
anytime he's on screen.
I like the one about his stepdad or like, oh, I haven't seen an asshole like this since... Oh, my mom's.
That's right. I was looking for my asshole stepdad or my mom's asshole husband. But he's in Ohio.
Oh, but he's in Ohio.
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
I fucking love that.
when I love him. He's my favorite.
Mine too. A nerd wins at something.
Nice.
So Lewis does his laugh.
Do the laugh.
Do it, do it.
I can't do it.
Wait.
Are you trying? Let me see. What do you got?
I can't even fucking do it.
I'm sure he practiced a hell of a lot to get that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Let's pass before I fucking...
That's my best attempt.
A nerd gets revenge on a jock.
Nice.
Like when they put that fucking hot shit on their jock straps.
I want it! But, oh, I'll show them!
They did that a lot in the 80s movies. You ever seen Lucas?
Oh, with yeah. Corey Haim? Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Jeremy Piven that puts that on his balls.
Yeah, because it's funny.
Picking on nerds again.
I know. It's the 80s.
It's the 80s.
We'll talk about it. Let's just hold on.
All right.
Anytime ARV is mentioned.
ARV?
I don't know what that is, actually, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure either.
Like about 10 minutes ago, I was reading it, and I was like, ARV.
That'll be a fact check for later.
Yeah. Okay, let me write that down for
email
next
us.
Week. For next week, so I can be like, what the
hell? We're going to get an angry email from a listener. I'm like, you stupid motherfuckers. ARV means blah, 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 blah.
I think it has some science nerd things with this. I don't know. I have to rewatch the movie.
ARVs.
Average restroom visits.
Booger is wearing an Oxford t-shirt.
Mm.
Coach Harris is putting down the dean, which is anytime they're together.
Anytime they're both together.
Try to provide you.
Now let's move it out! Move it! Move!
A girl refers to a nerd as sexy or sexual. A nerd without his or her glasses on.
That already wears glasses?
Yeah, or? Okay. If they don't have them on.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure almost everyone except, like...
Booger doesn't wear glasses. Tekashi doesn't wear glasses.
And Lamar.
Lamar doesn't wear glasses. But I can't wait to talk about Lamar.
Oh, girl. Oh, don't even
I
would have
thought
started.
He was your favorite.
He is, actually. Once I said that, I thought to myself, I was like, actually, Lamar is my... Okay, so... This one, you take a drink every time this happens, which is a standard 80s practice. Tell me, what do you think it is?
A standard 80s practice?
In every 80s movie comedy, this is shown.
Boobs.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. So many boobs.
Boobs. So when you see boobs, which happens often because these fools, like...
They're perverts.
They hack into the girls.
They're little nerdy perverts.
Okay, so...
It was in our scene from last week.
I know. You see a nerd actually in class, which I don't think that actually happens.
I don't know.
I didn't make this drinking game up, and I didn't fact check it, but I don't remember that happening.
I don't remember a single classroom, unless the gymnasium counts.
That was their, like, house for a minute.
Yeah.
I
don't know if we're going to do this or not, but we may have a belching competition.
We may.
Being that there is a belching competition in the movie.
Well, I have backup.
Zenobia may or may not have thrown down the challenge before we started.
No, I'm going to... Hold on, let me get out my drink. So, okay, so you finish your drink after you... after a successful panty raid!
Yeah!
Panty raid!
Or when Gilbert calls for an end to nerd persecution
yeah.
Everywhere. And that is the drinking game.
You gotta finish your drink when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those last two.
I got
finish
you.
Drink.
Those are nicely spaced out.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they're you can't babysit.
Nope.
Okay. I like it.
All right, so hit me with a cab.
This is an 80s movie, and there are a number of actors in here who you will recognize.
Yep.
Majority you will not.
Yep.
But it's interesting, the things that I did learn about some of these people. So starting with the director, Mr. Jeff Canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he edited the trailers for a number of 80s movies?
I did not.
He edited Rocky. He edited Annie Hall, The Graduate, and Midnight Cowboy. Just the trailers. So he cut the trailers together.
I love 3 of the 4 of the movies you just named.
Wait, let me guess which one you don't love. Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with Annie Hall.
Ding, 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 yes! Ding, ding. Dang, you're killing it today.
Only because I know that you would love Dustin Hoffman's improvisation of I'm Walking Here.
Dude.
I'm walking here.
Dude, I love that movie. That's and it right. it is on the list.
Because that's a good one. Ain't a bad way to get insurance.
Yeah. No, I'm not a big Annie Hall. I think it's overrated. But
never seen it. Sorry. Sorry, Ted Mosby.
I know. I know. Literally all the things he names is totally, I'm right on with it, except that. And I hate Field of Dreams. He also has to think about that, too.
He likes Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
He does. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it. Yeah. Is it just because of Kevin Costner or is it because the movie sucks?
Both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sustained.
Yep. Okay.
Lawyered.
Go.
Yes. So, he also directed a couple of older movies that you might recognize, like Troop Beverly Hills. Did you ever watch that as a kid?
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh my God, I wanted to be part of them so bad. He directed that?
He directed it.
Oh my God, I put it on the list.
Troop Beverly Hills.
Going on the list. Hit it.
How many cookies you guys gonna sell?
1,000 cookies!
And in 2005... I think it was. He did Adam and Eve with Emmanuel Shrieky.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Mm. Well, he is most known for the Revenge of the Nerds franchise, along with...
So he did all of them?
Yes. Along with the producer, Jeff Bahai, who is also the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Who is also known for Johnny B. Goode. I love that movie.
Sounds familiar.
You don't know it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you got the principal from The Breakfast Club. You got Anthony Michael Hall after he stopped being a little, nerd. I don't know if he started taking steroids or something, but he got tall and he got buff, and then he played the number one scouted quarterback in the country. His best friend is Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And his girlfriend is Uma Thurman.
Uma.
You never seen Johnny B. Goode?
No, but I think I know another good
80s movie. There was so many 80s movies that we could have chose from. I don't know how I landed on Revenge of the Nerds, but I don't regret it. Oh, and Jeff Bahai is also responsible for In the Army Now with Mr. Pauly Shore, the Weasel Man.
Wait, I can't even do it.
Is that your weasel?
The weasel. Oh, there we go. That was better.
That's not bad. Not terrible.
So, mm-hmm. All right. I'm not good at impressions, you guys. I'm sorry.
I can do some. If I can hear it in my head, then I can re-emulate it eventually. So, number one in the cast, obviously, Robert Carradine. Mr. Yep. Lewis Skolnick. Lewis Skolnick.
Lewis.
What do you know him from? Uh-huh. Little Disney nerd.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, he is the dad from Lizzie McGuire.
Yep.
Those are his two things that he gets stopped for the most.
I'd be like, oh my God, you're a nerdy Lizzie McGuire dad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I did find out that he is David Carradine's nephew.
Ugh, don't even tell me. I know there's so much more.
What's that?
Their whole family, his whole family is fucking... That was pretty good.
That's not terrible.
No.
We're going to see who wins by
the end. Do it more into the mic next time.
I wanted to be polite.
No, it's nerds, man. It's that kind of movie. We're booger.
Booger.
Yeah.
That might be one of my favorite scenes, though.
Really?
Yeah, because he calls up Ogre first for the belching competition, and he calls him by his real name. And then Ogre whispers in his ear. He's like, Ogre, you asshole.
Ogre, you asshole.
Frederick W. Polowski. Ogre, you asshole. Ogre.
I mean, ogre. And then he calls Booger by his real name. I don't even remember what his real name is. But then he corrects him too. He's like, Booger. Oh, Booger. And then
he's all taken. Okay, wait. So let's go back to Robert. Okay. What do you know?
Robert Carradine.
What were you telling me?
Okay, so obviously his two biggest things are Revenge of the Nerds and the Lizzie McGuire show as well as movie.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I'm a little upset about.
Wait, who'd you say he was related to again?
He's the nephew of David Carradine.
I have that he is half-brothers with him?
Negative. His dad is half-brothers with David Carradine.
John Carradine.
Yes, John Carradine is Robert Carradine's father.
Grapes of Wrath and Ten Commandments.
He's his father.
And Stagecoach. Well, IMDb is a lie then. Because I
gotta get on that IMDb Pro.
I'm sorry. I can't drop the money at this moment. But once we get this starts taking off, then I will.
Yes. You're gonna offend so many people on this episode.
I'm sorry. I thought that it was his older brother
because
I love him. If you guys don't know who he is, he's from the TV show Kung Fu.
Kung Fu: The Legend Continues. Originally supposed to be Bruce Lee.
Yes. And Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Yeah.
He is Bill, who we gonna motherfucker kill.
Where is Bill?
There is Michael Bowen from Valley Girl and Beverly Hills Cop. That is also supposed to be a brother or half-brother. He's also from Jackie Brown, and he played Buck, who likes to fuck. In Kill Bill.
Wow.
And you can't forget
that's
his brother.
Robert Carradine's brother or David Carradine's brother?
I think it's Robert.
I was going to say, he seems a little young to be David
Carradine's brother. I think he's Robert. And, oh God, I can hear people yelling at me. This is just what I got. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. And his brother, Keith.
Okay.
You know his brother Keith, yeah. Right?
And then he's got kids that are actors and actresses now. Yeah, it's like, just a thing in the
their
family.
Yeah, their family is
it's
huge.
What you
so,
do.
Like, yeah, his brother Keith, you know, he's on Dexter for a while. And he is uncle to Martha Pillman from Goonies and Parenthood and Raising Hope.
Oh, okay. That's you know which one it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl who breaks her glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And drops her pen. I got you.
That was me. And Raising Hope, Parenthood, she's like the daughter. You'd be like, God. And she shaves her head. She's fucking dating.
She's dating Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah.
We got married a couple of days ago.
Yep. Uh-huh. Mm. So, yeah. That's his fam bam. Mm. I don't know exactly how accurate it is because you're correcting me now, but.
I mean, only on that one thing.
Okay. All right. Give me some more.
What I was gonna say is I'm upset with Ashley.
Smash, why?
Because she worked with Robert Carradine last year on a little known TV show called Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
He came and guest starred, and she did not tell me.
Until like what this week when she's like,
until I found out right now. I haven't yelled at her about it yet. She probably didn't know.
She should be home in about 30 minutes.
Dude, there was a lot of guest stars and co-stars on this TV show. They brought back Biff from
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Uh-huh. They had Ernie Reyes Jr.
Mm.
You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She recognized him, but she couldn't remember his name, so she was like texting me, and I was like, that's Ernie Reyes Jr. I don't know.
We're going to have Smashley on here to tell us some stuff.
Yeah, she's got some stories.
She got some stories for us.
They also had Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore. I don't know why I can't remember his name. I actually have his autograph on
Yeah.
I know. I can never. It's because
my brother.
Donald or.
Rashad and Selena have like a picture with him. Like,
yeah.
They sent it to me and I was like, why the fuck are you with Shooter?
Joe got so excited. Oh my God, Shooter McGavin's here. He's done more than that, Joe.
All right, so what else?
Yeah, they all worked on that, and she didn't tell me that Louis Skolnick came by this show.
Fired.
Mm-hmm. So, even though those are his two biggest roles, he has done 64 different TV shows.
Damn.
So he's steadily working, you know. A lot of these guys have a lot of TV and film credits. They're what you would call journeyman actors. Mm-hmm. You know, they started out high in the 80s, and that happens sometimes. You know, you have a certain type through a number of years, and then as you get older, that type fades away, and you do other jobs. Or maybe they just didn't want to be famous. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He nearly died in 2015.
From what?
Car accident.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was a interesting scandal because his wife was saying that he deliberately crashed the car.
Oh, no.
And then he, a few years after the accusation, I don't know if they're still together or not, but he was saying that it was his wife's fault because she refused to give him his medication for his bipolar disorder.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she was holding his pills.
Somebody's lying.
So, some domestic situations on that one.
I don't like that.
We're going to leave it up to, you know, we're going to let Jesus take the wheel on that one.
Take the wheel. And who are you? That's Robert?
That's Robert. Robert Carradine, yeah.
That's pretty fucked up.
But he's still doing his thing.
You want to hear a fun fact about him?
Yeah, tell me a fun fact.
Fun fact. Oh. Hold on.
You get a nerd caught in your throat? I did get a
nerd. I'm all like chewing nerds and like trying to say.
Fun fact. Hold on. You want some water?
Me. Okay. No. Fun fact.
Hey.
Okay, so Robert moved to the University of Arizona, where this movie is filmed, 2 weeks before shooting to get into character. And he brought only his nerd clothing. And
awesome.
He wore it, and he only left the hotel room after like 3 days of being there. Like, wait. He stayed in his room for 3 days before he left.
He had to work himself up.
I think he had to work himself.
Coming out in public as this nerdy character.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
I get that.
Yeah. Okay, so about the laugh that we were attempting.
Uh-huh.
He says that his script description of it says this Lewis laugh is like a goose honk. Give me a goose honk.
Well, I don't know.
Honk, honk,
honk. I don't like gooses, geeses.
Okay, so, but Robert, he didn't know how to do it, just like we don't know how to do it.
That's a hard laugh.
Even though we, like, have heard it, we still don't even know how to. Insert laughed here. And we'll just insert that.
Just gonna record it.
He said that he didn't know how to do it until James Cromwell, the dad.
Yeah, he plays his dad.
Did the laugh. And so Robert just mocked him. But James said he realized while he was driving home that on the first day of shooting that it was his ex-wife's laugh. So there's some old lady out there who really laughs like that. And his ex-wife's a James, though. So.
Wait a minute. Robert's ex-wife?
James.
Oh, James's ex-wife. Okay. Uh-huh. I was going to say, he's a kid. He couldn't have been married already. I don't know.
I got a fun fact about that, but I'll wait. You want another one?
Sure. I always want another one.
Fun fact! Lambda, Lambda, Lambda became a real life fraternity, and it was founded in the University of Connecticut in 2006. Boom!
It took 22 years?
I guess so.
What the hell?
But you can go.
Lambdas, come on.
You can go rush for them if you'd like to.
I am never going back to college.
Me neither.
Or I don't know, maybe we'll do a back to school with Rodney Dangerfield. I did like that movie.
I do like that movie.
Mm-hmm. Next on the list, we have Mr. Anthony Edwards, who plays Gilbert in the movie.
Gilbert.
Better known as Goose from Top Gun.
That didn't take long.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Obviously. Had to be. He will forever be known as Goose.
Yes.
You know? And did you know that they're making part 2?
I did.
You know that who's playing Anthony Edwards' son?
Who?
Damn it, I can't remember his name.
I'm going to punch you.
I know, I'm so embarrassed right now. It is the kid from Whiplash and from Insurgents and
Look at
Spectacular
it.
Now.
I don't know.
21 and over.
I can't
put... He was originally supposed to be cast in La La Land.
I can't put my...
We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it. All right. Well, while you do that, you want to hear some fun facts about...
Give me some fun facts.
Anthony.
Give me some fun facts about Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards graduated from USC in 1988 with a BA in drama.
Nice.
And he got, as so many of you guys know, this fool spent a lot of time working on one of the biggest TV shows ever. ER.
Yes, he did. I was waiting for you to say it.
And he did 8 seasons of that TV show, which I can't even imagine being on a show that was so big for 8 seasons. Anyway, so Anthony, he got a big bonus from ER, and he donated a large portion of it to his Santa Barbara Junior High School theater so that the school can... revamage it, you know, for the theater, make it look nice. And they later named it in honor of his middle school drama teacher. And the theater is now home to numerous plays and entertaining the entire community, which I think is super awesome. Nice. I've always said I was going to go back to my high school and get him a better theater.
I found out who it is.
Oh, go ahead.
It's Miles Teller.
Let me see a picture.
You don't know who Miles Teller is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, you know who Goose's wife was in the movie.
Yeah.
Gwen Paltrow, I believe. I want to say it was Gwen. I remember it was a blonde girl.
No. And,
yeah, she was blonde in the movie.
I'm not going to say it's Gwen, though.
We'll look that up. But Miles Teller not dark-skinned, but dark hair and olive-colored skin. He looks Italian, I would say. So somebody explained to me how Goose's son has black hair when his father and mother both had blonde hair.
You know what?
Unless they dye that shit, which is not going to look right.
All I'm saying is you're sounding like my dad complaining about small things that mean nothing.
That's not a small thing, though.
Well, okay, we'll see. If we watch it and we're like, this guy sucks, then yeah, we will nitpick on the fucking hair. But if he kills it and the only thing that is let down is the motherfucking hair, then I can deal with that.
Miles Teller is good. He's a good actor. He is kind of the same actor in all his movies.
I also agree with that as well.
So I kind of know what to expect.
We'll see.
But who knows? We'll see what the movie...
I ain't judging.
You know, they got some big shoes to fill.
You want to go back to Anthony?
Mr. Anthony Edwards from A Sure Thing and from Zodiac.
And from Fast Times.
At Richmond High.
And from The Client.
Yes, he did.
And, he was on the TV miniseries Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Brothers. He played the fucking judge. I was addicted to that show. I don't know if anybody else is out there. I love true crime, so I'm always about that shit. He was a dick-ass judge. I don't know if it was accurate or not, but he did a good job.
I'm not familiar with the story.
The Menendez Brothers?
I mean, I know who the Menendez Brothers are. But that's not... I don't do the whole murder mystery thing.
I do. It's called true crime.
I'm sorry.
Get it right. Or pay the price. You want some nerds?
Do I want some nerds in my drink? Sure.
I don't care where you just eat. I bought a lot of nerds, so eat that shit.
I'm not supposed to be eating that stuff.
Oh, that's right. Well, give me this, I'll eat it. Mm. I can do whatever I want. No one cares if I'm fat. Okay.
Robin, I know a nerd fell on the floor. I did. I'm sorry, Rob. You are not allowed to have it either.
I'm sorry, Robin.
You know she'll get it. In addition to all his roles, he started directing. Started directing in 96 with ER. He did some episodes of ER. And he did his first feature in 2016.
What was it?
It was called My Dead Boyfriend. And...
Nothing. I just never heard of it.
I don't know.
What? Oh, because my face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're like, ugh. Got that stank face. Like, my dead boyfriend, who would watch that? It might be good.
I'm not judging, but you're reading into my face, which no one sees except you. You didn't have to tell everybody.
How do I respond to that?
Okay, I'm going to have a straight face from now on.
Hit me. Is now exec producing his first TV series called Alpha Omega.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I saw it. It's
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about a Manhattan doctor who gets, like, lured into the underground, like, physician-assisted suicide. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a thing. We'll see. These days, TV shows only last, like, 2 years or two seasons. So, Anthony, we wish you the best of luck.
Best of luck. All right. Hit me with somebody else.
Next person on the list.
On the list.
Is an old favorite.
Old favorite.
Who do you think it is? We've talked about him before.
We talked about him before. I'm going to say John Goodman.
You're getting good.
Thank you.
Yes, John Goodman, who plays Coach Harris. He is such an asshole. In dick. This movie. Such a dick.
I didn't really do much research on him because we already talked about him.
Well, we did. I found out the name of the show. I don't know if you mentioned it before, but it's called The Conners. And I have a release date.
When is it?
October 16th.
Well, that's coming up.
2018.
That's soon.
Yeah, okay. And they got one episode ready to go.
Good.
He's got a couple of TV movies that he's doing right now. One is called The Righteous Gemstones, which is about like the church and people that exploit the church and get money out of people, claiming like God wanted me to have this Learjet sort of thing.
Oh, God.
Another one is called Black Earth Rising. And he is in a movie called Captive State, which is in post-production.
Okay.
Still doing his thing.
I'm just going to say that looking at his filmography, this was like his first big thing, kind of. And
John Goodman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was my least favorite thing I've ever seen him in.
I mean, you don't really knock home runs out of the park.
No.
Your first time at bat.
No, I am not saying, I'm not talking down to him. I'm just saying he started from the bottom, now he's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
To definitely. See where he came from. You're like, dang, look how skinny and young he is and shit.
I mean, that was the role. He did a good job being an asshole. I hated him.
Ugh. Okay, can we get to some part of this movie before we get through all these characters?
Mm-hmm.
I did not pick this movie. And when I did hear about it, I was excited because I hadn't seen it since I was young.
I know, me neither.
But then when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck did I think was funny back in the day? Not that it isn't funny. It does have funny parts.
I know where you're going.
But it has so many wrong things looking at it in the eyes of 2018. Uh-huh. It's just awful.
This movie is offensive.
So offensive. In the
eyes of 2018.
So offensive on many, many, many levels. Mm-hmm. Not only do they harass nerds for no fucking good reason. Mm-hmm. The fucking jocks burn down their own house. Because they're doing the little fireball.
Because they're idiots.
Idiots. Yeah. And then they kicked the freshmen out of their fucking dorm.
Uh-huh.
And they had to stay in the gym until they could find a sorority home fraternity.
Home of their own.
Yeah. Of their own, which they end up finding Lambda, 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 or Trilanda, Lambda, blah, 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 blah. Lambda.
I see you're done with your drink.
Yeah. I'm pacing myself now. I gotta get through some of the stuff. So they do that, and not only the only fraternity that will accept them is the black one.
Yes, the black fraternity. But they only accept them because they're the only fraternity that they did not submit a picture to.
That's true. They didn't know. But then they went to the party and they saw that these fools.
Well, they had the meeting first, though. They kind of legally got into the fraternity.
Well, no.
They had the meeting, and he was ready to turn them down. But he's like, your bylaws say that every potential fraternity chapter gets a 60-day probation.
Right.
So he's like, oh, shit, you're right, I guess. Okay, we'll give you probation.
They came to the party. They put Michael Jackson on. Uh-huh. They got down with the nerd girls. They got high. They got drunk. Uh-huh. Lamar got his little dance on with the dude. I mean.
Can I say something about Lamar?
Yes.
Okay, so he's actually next on my list anyway. Mr. Larry B. Scott.
B. Scott.
He's known for this movie. He's known for The Karate Kid and Iron Eagle. Two movies. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai.
He's a Cobra Kai.
He is a Cobra Kai. Did you know that he took dance and ballet lessons to get ready for this movie?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I do know that.
I don't know if he's gay or not.
I got a fun fact.
He's very convincing.
You want me to hit you with a fun fact?
Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. So, Larry B. Scott, he played the amazing and fabulous Lamar. And he said that he had to overcome being stereotyped for this role. Mm-hmm. He had to compensate for his masculinity because he is really not gay. Mm. Even though people thought he was gay.
Ups and, to him.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
He ended up playing in a lot of other movies just to kind of build up his man vibe.
Uh-huh.
And there is a fun fact about how Lamar, he went to the audition with glitter in his hair, and the casting director just, they couldn't stop laughing. They loved it so much they cast him.
Yes.
And he does do a very good...
If you can make the casting director laugh, they will call you back.
Yeah.
It's like cops. If you make a cop laugh, they will work with you. They will He's go like, easy all right, on
get
you.
Out of here, kid. Stop speeding. Yeah, so that is one of the ways that he got his casting and came in there all glittered up and fabulous. I bet he had like those purple leg warmers on.
Oh my God,
the little shorts. He's like, yeah.
Those things that my mom wears even to this day.
I told you, I still have my leg warmers. That is not even. I have white ones. I have like a purpley one. I got red and burgundy. Don't even.
I'll bust them out.
Yeah. Black. I got black.
Fall and winter's coming. I want to see them.
You will.
We're going to take pictures on the podcast.
You will.
It gets cold in LA. As cold as it can get in LA.
I wore my jazz shoes too, just to like add some spice to it.
We'll do a flash dance.
Yeah. I almost brought that vinyl over today. I found it.
I love that song. That album. Soundtrack.
Yeah. Okay, I'll bring it over next time. I brought Last Dragon over today, you guys, if anyone loves that.
So Larry B. Scott has just as many, if not more, TV credits than Robert Carradine. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been killing it forever. He's been on The Parkers, Jamie Foxx Show, Seinfeld, The Jeffersons, Martin, St. Elsewhere. Like, the list goes on and on. And he started directing and producing, starting with short films in 2001. And he's been doing it ever since.
I got another fun fact about him. Lamar's date to the party was a crew member.
Nice.
And so was the burly homeowner he approaches when he's house hunting. These are all crew members I have. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes. That happens on many of my projects. Somebody doesn't show up. Who wants to be on camera?
I feel like that just happened to me last week for you.
Yes, it did. And why did that happen? Because somebody didn't show up. Because
someone didn't show up. Actors, I came to do sound.
We can't rely on these actors.
And then he was like, do you have a dress? I'm like, of course I do. I'm like fucking Awkwafina up in this bitch.
I love that you just had dresses in your trunk.
I did. A perfect dress too.
It really was.
And I wrote a song in under 10 minutes.
Soon to be played on Lights, Camera, Cocktail.
Oh no, don't play.
It's a minute long. These podcasts usually last from a minute, an hour 10 to almost 2 hours. They could spare a minute.
You could spare a minute?
Spare a minute.
Don't worry, I'm going to edit this episode.
I'm going to edit in on an episode that I edit.
No! That's fine. It was a good song.
It was a good song. I was wildly impressed.
Me too.
Can I just say, you saved my ass on that day.
Aww.
I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's why we do this shit.
You were one of like the three people that didn't stress me the fuck out.
I didn't try to stress no one out. And that means
don't stress out the director.
When you make it, I make it. That's how I see it. I started from the bottom with you. Now we here on this podcast. Okay.
Should we get back to how offensive this movie was?
Oh, God. Please.
Dude, it is offensive towards women. It is offensive towards different ethnicities.
Every time.
Tekashi is so abused in this movie.
He is.
They even, they go as far as to dress him up as a Native American and hit a gong. How does that, I mean, it's like, there's an offensive line that you don't cross, and they just did like double dutch over that line.
Another thing that is offensive is these fools. Okay, so the Alpha Betas, these fools run this school. And they're having their little pep rally and shit. Mm-hmm. And even the dean can't even get him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting tossed around, about to get his ass beat. Well, he's Lewis,
he's
right?
Like that he's an oppressed nerd. He didn't have...
Gilbert, yeah. He's fucking... He goes and just, like, grabs the mic. And they, like, pommel him. And they're, like, about to beat the shit out of him in front of the entire school.
When violence, open violence was okay in the 80s?
In the entire school. Apparently. It's watching at the fucking pep rally. Uh-huh. And the only thing that stops them... The only thing that scares these white men is well-dressed, educated black men. That is it. A dozen of well-educated, well-dressed black men will stop the fighting because they're like, oh shit, it's about to pop off. And they did nothing but just stand there and look at them like, white boy, don't just start shit. Intimidated them. That was it. Mm-hmm. I guess that was a good racism, but still.
Yeah, I mean.
No.
They could have depicted them differently, and I'm glad that they didn't.
Yeah.
You know.
But they did put on some funky music when they were...
Every time that there's a different ethnicity on camera, the music coincides with that ethnicity. It's very offensive.
You guys, we gotta just take it as
a... They got Tekashi taking... drinking a beer out of, like, these little, like, sake...
Sake bombs! Cups.
It's like... How unnecessary. How
unnecessary.
That?
Don't even get me. Don't even get me.
This was 1984. It was a different time. It was not... I don't know. I don't remember because I was a baby at the time. I
was not born.
I remember watching the movie as a kid, and I remember finding it hilarious. And I'm not going to lie. I did laugh. A fair amount in 2018.
But I was laughing and also like, ooh, about equal.
Let's just say this movie would never get made nowadays.
Not today.
No.
No. Unless the revenge is that the nerds
are
just... The
main character practically rapes a girl.
Not practically. He does.
I mean, yeah. He is in a mask. She thinks it's her boyfriend. And he... They don't show it, but basically has sex with her. You know?
Yep.
And they... depict it like, oh my god, you're better you're than my so boyfriend good. Ever was.
And instantly she's like, you know what?
I'm fuck switching this shock teams.
I'm in love with a nerd. I can't believe it.
You raped me, but I liked
it. But I liked it, so it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It was great, so it's fine.
I want to, like, just... I have to stress how different time this is.
Mm.
In Spain, this film translated to... I kind of don't even want to tell you.
Like, this was 34 years ago.
I'm going to try, but I don't want to hear anybody tell me I said it wrong because I already know.
Okay? I don't speak Spanish, so I'll be the last
La
one.
La Revenja de los Navajo. I did not take Spanish. I took sign language. So I don't know. Translated to American, Revenge of the Freshmen, because at this time. Fuck. You're making me lose the train of thought. Fuck. That like rattled.
I had to.
That rattled. Okay.
Okay, that might be the last one.
Hold on. Where was I? You threw me off. Because at this time, there wasn't an official translation for the word nerd until several years later. Can you believe
that?
Really? In Spain.
So they just made it.
Revenge of the Freshmen.
That's as close as they got in Spanish.
See. Okay.
Mm. Getting back to Takashi, played by Mr. Brian Tochi.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay. Yeah.
It just makes me upset. That's why I did
it. I know. And I don't even know what the song is when he's riding the bike, the little tricycle.
Oh, Daisy, Daisy, give me your... But they sing it in...
They sing it in like this, like Mandarin, Japanese, like
Chinese, yeah, whatever.
It's so fucking offensive.
It's like Daisy. Anyway, go ahead.
He is a sneaky superstar.
Yeah.
No, he has done over 60 different TV shows, like a lot of these guys. He is in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I didn't realize that he was in it.
Who?
Brian Tochi.
Who is he?
Makani. I don't remember which one that is. But
he one of the dudes that's supposed to like fight on the island?
He's got a name. So we got to rewatch it and find out who Makani is.
We got two movies with this fool on here already.
Uh-huh. He is better known for Police Academy 3 and 4.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he is Leonardo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Shut your mouth.
He is Leonardo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I thought that was awesome. I was like, what?
That was a good fun fact.
The original movies, not the cartoons.
Oh, the movies.
Not the new ones. No, yeah, the original ones with like Corey Feldman as Michelangelo. I liked him as Michelangelo.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah.
Then they went and switched him in part two, The Secret of the Ooze. I was not happy.
Ooh, no bueno. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Are we moving on?
Let's move it on. You want a fun fact real quick?
Give me a fun fact while I take a drink.
The University of Arizona agreed to let them film on the campus, but then revoked their permission after reading the script.
What?
And then eventually changed their mind and let them film it.
Threw some more money at the problem?
That's what I'm thinking.
It was the 80s. There wasn't a lot of development out in Arizona at the time.
I guess not. And another fun thing is that to test out their nerd makeup and wardrobes, Robert and Anthony attempted to go to a college rush week at a real fraternity, and they wanted to rush as members. And one of the leaders looked at them and took one look at them and just said, no. No way. Hell to the nah. Get out of here.
What seems to be the problems, fellas?
They're like, no. No. And so, yeah. I think they knew that.
I guess they nailed it.
Yep. Yep. No, do the left.
Oh, I can't fucking do it. I can't do the left.
The nerd is not in me.
I don't know.
I'm just too cool. Go ahead.
I was suddenly remembering Dave Chappelle, though. In season one of Chappelle's show. Well, he kept talking about how we're still not canceled. And he's like, I'm not being racist in any way. I'm just making fun of other people's cultures. It's fun.
It's fun. It's fine.
But when you make fun of other people's cultures, there's no room for subtlety.
Nope.
Or something along the lines. That's something like that, he says. Mm. But we are moving on to my personal favorite. Mr. Curtis Armstrong, a.k.a. Booger.
Booger! All right, I'm going to refill. Go ahead.
So, something interesting. Booger is a.k.a. or, I'm sorry, Curtis Armstrong is a.k.a. known as Sir Curtis Armstrong.
What?
I don't know why. I'm pretty sure he's not knighted by the Queen. I do know that he has English ancestry, so there's a slight chance that he was born into knighthood. Damn, that looks good. Let me get some of that. Oh. But yeah, Sir Curtis Armstrong. Maybe that's a running joke. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But Booger has been killing it since day one. You know what his first movie was?
Nope.
Risky Business with Tom Cruise.
Booger's in it?
Yes, he's his best friend.
Oh, that's right.
He is where the saying goes, sometimes you just have to say, what the fuck?
What the fuck? That's him. Booga.
You want to know a fun fact? I'll give you a fun fact.
Give me a big ass one.
That was my quote on my MySpace page.
You're dating yourself, boo-boo.
I know. I'm old. I don't give a fuck.
You want to hear a fun fact?
Or it might have been Facebook. I don't know. But I
nope, wrote, you already said MySpace. It's set in stone.
Sometimes you have to say, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Do you want to hear a fun fact about Booga?
About Booga or about Curtis Armstrong?
About Curtis Armstrong.
He's Booga.
Yes. The most famous character in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes. And apparently he doesn't mind being called Booga.
Now. But Curtis, initially, he didn't want the role. What? He originally read for Gilbert, but they wanted him for Booga. Yeah. And he told a friend, quote, they could just fucking forget it. I'm not picking my nose on camera for no one. And we see it do it over and over and over in this movie. Must have
put an extra zero on that check.
Made him feel, put him out there. He didn't want to do it. A lot of people for this movie didn't want to do it.
No.
Many of the actors they didn't want to do it because the movie was about nerds, but they ended up having like a terrific time filming. They even frequently went to parties with the students at University of Arizona.
Yeah.
And many of the students end up being extras in the movie.
Nice.
Because they partied with them and they're like, you know what? We need some extras. You want to show your titties? I don't know. I don't know if any of the titty girls were students, but.
Maybe the Moo girls.
Maybe some Moo girls.
I love the Moo girls.
Me too.
I thought like they were great.
In the song, they're just like. There's clapping in the back. I love it.
I love how Booga is completely against the Moo girls coming over. But then as he opens the door, they just, as
just they keeps walking by.
Keep walking by. They're just wearing on him. He's like, okay, this like, might be all right. And then one of them like slides her hand across his face. He's like, oh, I might get late tonight.
Getting late, right? Then, like, and he saw dancing out there. Fast forward
an hour later, and he's like, you Moos sure can party.
Can party.
He's dancing back and forth with like three of them.
You Moos sure can party.
I know.
They continually make appearances in the other...
the Moos. Well, that's us because that's their...
The Nerds movies.
Because that's their sister fraternity. Uh-huh. Or sorority. Well, you know who Judy...
Booga brings him back. He's like, you new chapter nerds
need to learn how to party.
And you know how we do that? We bring the Moo girls in.
That's funny. I haven't watched... I think I've seen the second one and that's it.
I love the second one.
So I need to... No, I don't need to because I'm upset about this fucking movie in the first place. Okay, so...
You gotta let it be what it's gonna be.
Whatever. Okay, yeah. So Judy, one of the Mood girls, right? Is that her?
Uh-huh.
Or is that... Is she...
She plays opposite Anthony Edwards, Gilbert.
Right, okay. So Jamie Gritz, she auditioned for it. And Joan... Cusack, which I could totally see her. She totally would.
I could see Joan Cusack playing that.
And Sarah Jessica Parker, they all auditioned for that role.
Gotcha. Sarah Jessica Parker's too pretty to play that role.
I don't want to dog her, but I legit just saw a picture of her on my Kindle, and it was like advertisement for something. But she looked beat. Like, I didn't recognize her at first. It was just a really bad picture of it. And I was like, why they gotta do that to you, SJP, girl? Why? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on a tangent. Go ahead.
I got you. I could definitely see Joan Cusack playing that role. Not to say that Joan Cusack is unattractive.
She got that nerd down.
Yeah. But, like, Sarah Jessica Parker's got that, like, she's more of a pie...
Mm-hmm.
Physique.
That's true. Well, no, she was a nerd in... What's that movie that she was a nerd in when she was young?
Oh. First thing I remember in is Hocus Pocus.
Nope.
I'm sure she did stuff before then, but that's my first impression of
her. She was a nerd in something. She was young.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. What else we got?
I don't know. We didn't finish with Curtis Armstrong.
Oh.
So, he has recently... he has the most... TV titles of anybody in the cast.
How many?
95 different TV shows.
Holy shit.
I know. I want 95 fucking TV.
Who are we
credits.
Talking about right now?
Booga.
Oh, okay. We're still talking about Booga.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude.
That's true, because I have seen him in a...
Ashley loves him on Supernatural. Oh, he mostly because she loves Jensen Ackles. That's right, babe. I said it. You got a crush on Jensen Ackles.
You just put it out there like that.
Also, he's the principal in New Girl. In like is season he? Like 2 or 3 or something like that.
I don't watch that. I'm sorry.
But some of his most famous movies were his first movies, like Risky Business and Better Off Dead and One Crazy Summer. Did you see any of these movies?
Better Off Dead.
I love Better Off Dead. Mm-hmm. You didn't see One Crazy Summer?
Sounds familiar.
With John Cusack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Demi I have Moore. Seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love all of these 80s movies. Later on, he did Van Wilder. He was a writer on the Goofy movie.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Some people tell you about the typical things. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You can't even wait. We're going to do it. Is the girls just want to have fun? Is that the movie?
Is that? Are you looking up Sarah Jessica Parker?
I am. I feel like that's it. Okay. Anyway, well, either way, I'm sorry.
He also was a writer on the famous Jet Jackson. I think he just had a famous thing with Jet Disney at that time.
Mm. I love that show. Mm. That was a good one.
Next on the list is Mr. Donald Gibb, a.k.a. Ogre. I love this dude.
I don't have fun facts about him, so tell me something.
I don't have a lot of fun facts about him. I will celebrate him.
Let's celebrate.
Because he was in Conan the Barbarian and Stripes and Hancock, but most famously...
Wait, Hancock.
Yes, he was in Hancock.
Like my boo.
Yes. Hancock. He did a small role in that. But most people know him as Ogre from this and Jackson from Bloodsport with mm-hmm. Van Damme.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson!
I do remember him that.
Yeah. I love him in that one. He had a TV series. He was the third lead in a TV series called First and Ten from 1985 to 91. They did like 70-something, 68 episodes, something like that.
What?
Yeah. I didn't know that. But, I mean, ups to him. I know that was a nice check.
Yep.
Cash that money, Donald.
Money. Mm-hmm.
And the surprise cast that will never escape his typecast, Ted McGinley.
I was waiting for you to talk about him. He's from one of my
Stan
all-time.
Gable is his name. He is the head of the fraternity Alpha Beta and the head of the Greek Council. Mm-hmm. And he was in Wayne's World and Pearl Harbor mm-hmm. and Major
Happy
League
days.
Back to the Minors.
He was in Love Boat. He was in Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's got
my all-time
over 60 titles.
Favorite show.
Absolutely. He will never escape this show.
Married
what is
with
it?
Children.
Yes.
Love and
Jefferson
marriage.
Darcy.
Love and Marriage. I
Go
know.
Together
and
like a horse and carriage.
The first guy was
I'll
Niles Burke. He's only on there for like the first two or
you
maybe
can't
three seasons.
Have one without
but once
the
Ted gets on there, Darcy.
Love and marriage.
That was good. You want to know a fun fact about Ted?
Tell me something about Ted.
He took 16-year-old Brooke Shields to her senior prom.
Oh, that's... Wait. In a pervert way or in a cute way?
It didn't specify how that was.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
going to say...
He was probably like cute maybe way. 18 at the time, let's say.
Let's say
that. We'll go.
I'm not. I'm just... That was a weird fun fact. I'm sorry. I should have did more research on that. Okay.
It's fine.
What else you got?
The most impressive man on this cast. Mr. Bernie Casey.
Oh.
UN Jefferson.
Yes.
This dude, I want to be like this man.
Can I just run down? I did some fucking shit, and I want to talk about this.
Do you? Because you probably wrote down some of the same stuff that I did.
I know I did. Okay. So... This motherfucker is from West Virginia, and he got both a BA and an MA in fine arts from Bowling Green State University.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a record-breaking track and field athlete mm-hmm. in the high hurdles.
That's why you love him.
Yes, I am also a high hurdle.
Miss Zenobia was a track star.
I was, back in the day. So in 1959, he helped his football team win the national championship. and he got a trip to the finals at the 1960 U.S. Olympic Trials. And he's won 3 consecutive Mid-American Conferences titles in the high hurdles from 1958 to 1960. This guy's stats, I'm sorry. And then after that, in 1961, he was drafted to the San Francisco 49ers, mm-hmm. and he played 8 seasons there. And then he played 2 more seasons for the L.A. Rams in 1967 to 1968. Whew. And then, not even after that, mm-hmm. he told people
he gets more impressive.
Yeah, even after that, he did an interview with the NFL like film crew, and he's sitting there painting a picture, and he was like, "You know what? If I can make as much money as I make playing football as I can make painting this picture, I would fucking give up football." He literally only did it for the money, mm-hmm. and so after he retired. He was the first black actor to play James Bond's CIA agent in mm-hmm. Never Say Never Again. Never Say Never Again? I'm not mm-hmm. a James Bond person. So
he played a CIA agent ally to James Bond, yes. Felix Leiter.
Yep. So nailed it. Sounds yeah. right. And yeah, so he did that, and he's the first guy to do that shit.
First
black guy.
And that later, was... what's his name, did it in Casino Royale.
Yes. So, but this was back in like 83.
Yeah.
And then after that, he was on a TV movie called Brian's Song that I've never seen, but my dad talks about all the fucking time. He plays the captain. And yeah, and he plays that with James Caan. Mm-hmm. He's in Cleopatra Jones Caan. In 1973. He does a lot of black exploitation movies, which I love, and we will get into mm-hmm. those definitely.
Can I go down the list of some of the other movies that he's done?
Hit it.
Since we're on that subject.
Yes.
He was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He sure was. I found that hilarious. Mm-hmm. He is in Another 48 Hours.
He is.
He plays one of the captains in Under Siege, mm-hmm. which I love that movie.
Yep.
He's in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
That's literally what I... It's my favorite thing that he's ever done.
Go ahead.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. That's my fucking 1988. He also has one that I've never heard of, but I kind of want to watch. It's called Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde from 1976.
Ooh.
Yeah, he plays like Dr. Black, so we gotta see what the fuck that's all about.
All right. Does he play Mr. Hyde also?
I don't know. I have no clue. I just saw the name and I thought that was quite hilarious. I'm curious
to see his range.
And he was in Roots, The Next Generation, uh-huh. which we already have talked about last week. And in Spy Like Us in 1985. So he fucking... And after also... all of that...
A poet.
Oh, he's a poet. He's directed some stuff. Dude. This man put in work. I'm glad that you mentioned him because I almost forgot mm-hmm. to and look him up.
Sadly, Mr. Burton Casey passed away last year.
R.I.P.
2017. Mm-hmm. He died from complications of a stroke at Cedar Sinai. So
R.I.P.
May he rest in peace. Hell of a man. Hell of modern day Renaissance man. Yeah. You don't find too many like that.
When I was doing the research on him, I just got more excited as I was mm-hmm. writing shit down. I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. What else
did we got? You tell your dad about him?
I didn't. And he's going to be mad. He's probably going to give me a fun fact mm-hmm. I didn't know.
There was some ladies in here. And to be honest, there wasn't a lot about them.
Yeah.
So
I didn't even look him up. That's how bad I am.
Yeah. I mean, we have Betty, and she did some things. What was her name? Miss Montgomery? Shelley Montgomery, I want to mm-hmm. say. Something like that. She stopped acting somewhere around 2014. But she did a number of TV series, a number of B movies. So she kept steady for, you know, she had a nice little career, more than some of us can expect.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays, mm-hmm. you know, there's no room for the modern day actor. You got to hustle.
Hustle and flow.
Any actors out there listening, make your own shit. Hollywood is not going to give it to you.
Yep. Just think of make your own Rocky, man. That's what I say. Make your own Rocky.
We're getting there. I'm going to put you in it somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
It better be a bigger part than... A girl with no name.
You had a full minute.
I did.
I'd kill for a full minute.
The whole thing is you.
Oh, yeah.
The whole show for me was you.
I didn't write it.
He did good. All right.
I didn't write it.
What else you got?
That's it on the cast. Can we talk about, you know, the movie making process for this. This is obviously a goofy comedy slapstick movie, and I would like to say that they did a great job with pratfalls.
Yes. Yes.
Like, they choreographed a lot of stuff in here and timed it out perfectly, from the basketball going into the giant pot of disgusting stew to Tekashi focusing very specifically on that chess game, and then all of a sudden another basketball just knocks all that shit.
Well, I'm going to say that they weren't the most careful, because in the scene where Lamar is climbing up the rope to get on the top of the pie house, he accidentally kicks that like little kid in the face.
What?
Boom. Yeah, just like kicks him in the face.
So. But it was the best take.
I'm sure. Because after that, if I was a kid, I'd be like, fuck it, whatever you got.
They probably found it funny.
I was like, whatever you got, you're taking it, because I'm not getting kicked in the face.
The little kid probably just worked with it.
Yeah. He's like, ah, fuck shit,
you saw when I kicked Joe in the face by accident?
When?
I never showed you that video?
Mm-mm.
We did a little short film. I kicked Joe. People that don't know, this is my brother, my older brother. We were doing some fight choreography on camera, and he was supposed to back up, but he came forward by accident. Or messed up the choreography.
Just came forward, yeah.
I came with a roundhouse and knocked him on the side of his jaw.
I've seen him take a punch, so he's fine.
Oh, I knocked one of his teeth out.
Oh, shit! The fuck? I'd be so bad at you.
He was unconscious for like 2 minutes.
If that ever happens to me, you better run. Because when I come to, I'm going to fucking ass.
Wasn't my fault.
I know. Just run.
I knew my choreography. He came forward. He was supposed to be going back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he was out for like 2 minutes. That scared the hell out of me. I gave him mouth to mouth. I was praying to God. We dialed 911. Please don't let my brother die.
You called 911?
I think Ashley did, I want to say. And we didn't get to finish the short because we called the cops. Because we were technically not supposed to be filming where we were filming.
Oh.
So it was never released because the fight was never finished.
That's funny.
But he came to and, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do any fight scenes with you.
I know. I'm nervous about next Saturday.
We'll be fine. Don't think about it.
Well, these guys are all professionals. We talked about the moves. We talked about the pratfalls. Can we talk about Point Dexter's dancing?
Yes.
He is, without doubt, the nerdiest character in this movie. He's the most socially awkward, the most over the top when it comes to looking like a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the Einstein hair and the three-piece suit and the pocket protector and the Coke bottle glasses.
Which were really thick that he couldn't even see.
Really?
Yeah, like sometimes he'd be fucking falling and shit.
Okay, that makes sense. But then all of a sudden, get a little weed and alcohol in him, and
party fucking
the boy
time.
Can dance.
I know. He was hitting it. I was
He's
excited.
Doing like these sexual pelvic thrusts and looking
he
at
was
his
like,
dick.
Oh,
like, what is going
oh my
on
God.
Here?
I've never felt anything like this before.
He like screams out of nowhere. He's like, oh no, that's later on when they're spying on the girls.
Which I think is awful.
It's awful.
They put up tons of cameras inside the girls' pie.
These
house.
Guys took Peeping Tom to
a whole new nerdy level where they're putting in cameras in every room. They don't even sleep. They get bored and they switch cameras, like if they're switching channels. They're like, oh, let's look at Veronica's room. And you're like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh. And Poindexter, like, he pops his first boner in college and screams. He's like, ah!
What do I do? Awful.
One of my favorite parts of this movie is during the arm wrestling. When
those bitches were beating the dude.
Yeah, they were whooping asses. The only person that won was Booger.
Because he dig
he
in
cheated.
His nose.
She's like hesitant to. They're
even
both like
touch his hand.
Barely hesitant to touch each other's hands. Then all of a sudden, Booger like digs in his nose and then grabs her hand. And immediately slams it on the table. She's all disgusted, like, oh my God.
Let's go and talk about fucking Lamar doing the javelin toss. Yes. And they make his spear for his limp wrist.
Yes. You guys. Who was it? The little kid is an expert in aerodynamics.
You guys, I can't.
They call it his limp-wristed throwing style.
I can't. The only thing I could was his cute little shorts and his fucking leg warmers. And he did win. He's like, thank you. Oh, thank you. Which I did love. He was fabulous, okay? And if without him doing the javelin and, you know, doing the little rap at the end, they would have never won. That's how I see it. Clap your hands, everybody. Exactly. With his little Michael Jackson vest on. Even the little short, the little kid who was like getting his little moonwalking on. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I have only one thing left, and it's a quote from the movie.
Let me hear it.
No one's going to be free till nerd persecution ends.
Do you feel like that is happening?
I feel like, yes, it definitely has. I don't know if Revenge of the Nerds sparked the real life, you know, uprising of nerds, but
it's nerd culture is more accepted.
Than it's absolutely more accepted. 84. It's damn near sexy to some women.
Yeah.
And it's not by a small majority.
I mean, I'm not part of them, but yeah.
Silicon Valley is a hell of a show, and I love it.
Yeah. And they're all nerdy looking dudes.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe in Revenge of the Nerds, as offensive as it is, maybe had a silver lining. I don't know. Nerd persecution has pretty much.
I'm glad that you found something to be. Okay, so I got one more fun fact. You ready?
Hit me with it.
Fun fact
for you.
Even though the majority of the characters are supposed to be in high school or in college, minus the little kid. Everybody was supposed to be like between 18 and 21.
Uh-huh.
But most of the cast members between their late 20s and early 30s.
That sounds about right.
It does. But
especially, I mean, that's going on nowadays. I was auditioning for high school roles up until like 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Only projects that I know of that, like, they specifically wanted to cast high school kids to cast high school kids as high school kids was John Hughes in, like, The Breakfast Club. And even then, he couldn't get all of them as high school kids.
We discussed that.
Yeah.
That's kind of how Clueless was, too.
Oh, yeah. Those girls were old.
Well, except what's her name?
Cher. Brittany Murphy?
Oh, Brittany Murphy and Cher were like probably around. Cher was literally, I can't remember what her real name is.
No, she was old. She was like 28, 29, wasn't she?
Nah, she was like 16.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it one day. So, at the end of the show, we're coming up to one of my favorite parts of the show. I'm calling it Z for the People. Okay, and it's where I find a charity that kind of reflects the episode. So this one, I have the Education Trust, and it seeks educational justice for all students, especially low-income students, students of color, and LGBTQ students, with the promise of being equality-driven, data-centered, student-motivated, and Ed Trust works with educational people, students, parents, the politician makers, the policy makers, the silver leaders, all this, and they're trying to transform and make the school system better for people. So they're trying to help send kids off to school, help them be good when they're not in college. So I thought this was really cool because it helped out minorities, which were in this movie really badly portrayed. And so was the LGBTQ. So I thought that I'd find a nice charity for them.
That is
so nice. So go to edtrust.org and find out some information. Find out what you can do to help. Donate some money or some shit. And that's all I got. on Revenge of the Nerds. So
on that note.
So I just want everybody to know, thank you for listening. Please send us any emails if you have any stories or any suggestions for movies and cocktails to Lights, Camera, Cocktail without an S.
Lights, Camera, Cocktails. What you guys want to talk about. What movies do you want?
On gmail.com.
We're listening.
And if you go on our Facebook or Instagram, we're on Lights, Camera, Cocktails podcast. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting up pictures of our drinks on there so you can kind of get a guess of what we're drinking. And yeah, so are you ready to get ready for next week?
Yes, we can't leave the show without getting ready for next week. We got to give the people what they want.
What they want.
We're going to do our scene for next week's. This is going to be Zenobia's choice.
This is my choice. Hopefully it is a little better than...
Damn.
Revenge of the Nerds. There's a lot of controversial stuff in this movie.
There was a lot of controversial stuff in this one.
So.
But ultimately, I still like the movie.
I'm glad I watched it so that I can be fair to how unfair that movie was.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I have the first line, don't I?
You do.
And here we go. Hey, there's my cheerleader. Hey, I know the girls at your school aren't shy. Come on.
I don't feel good.
So.
You know, I have a little speech I prepare for my suitors when they want more than I'm willing to give him. Gee, blank, I had a really nice...
Save the speeches for Malcolm X, sweetheart. I just want to get laid.
You don't even deserve my fucking speech.
Boom!
Do you still want to have the burping contest?
I feel like I won. I don't know if I have any burps left in me.
All right. I'm hot anyway. Let's turn this air on.
All right. That is our show, people.
Yes!
Thank you so much for joining in. We will see you next week with the all-new episode of Lights, Camera,
Cocktails. Bye, y'all.